Hang on, wait.
One bloke holding us back right now.
Right up, go away, bud.
Right up.
Go, Rich.
Yeah, Rich.
Dear
me.
What's
that about? Having a laugh, mate.
Tom, how you've played the game, what's your impressions of China and playing for you in China?
It's been a fantastic experience. We've got to know a little bit of the culture, and at the same time, we've kept it pretty normal. Being able to come over here and execute a good four-quarter performance.
Would you want to do it again?
Yeah, I can't wait to come back. There's still a few things I want to tick off and see, and it feels like a home away from home, so we're very eager to get back here next year.
Do you think it ends the debate that was there before the game, that it was not going to work, that you've shown that it can happen?
Yeah, I think it's a massive compliment to our whole staff back at Port Adelaide, the way we've persisted through this. A lot of people were against it, and we just forged on, and I suppose the proof was in the pudding yesterday. A pretty seamless event, and everyone deserves a lot of credit.
Critically, you put on a great show as a football team. What's made the turnaround like that, to be able to do it on the longest road trip?
Yeah, we've played some strong footy, but I suppose the key for us was keeping it pretty normal. We didn't change too much up. I mean, obviously we got out and did a little bit of sightseeing, but at the same time, the hotel made it seem pretty familiar, and it was just like your average road trip, and yeah, we made a big focus of doing that.
Have you worked in a tighter defence?
Not as yet, but it's a long season, so maybe ask me that a bit later in the year.
But it's made a lot of progress back there, haven't
you? Yeah, we've got a strong group there, and I mean, you've heard it many times, but the forwards and the mids putting pressure on makes our job a lot easier. It's as simple as that.
Your own form, Tommy, it's pretty good. You've had a really solid first 8 weeks.
Yeah, I'm playing some alright footy. It's nice to get the big jobs and come away with a couple of scouts, but like I said, I've got boys like Homshi, Klaas, and even like Chatty Wingard find his way down to the back pocket at times to help you out, so you know things are going well when that's happening.
And as a group, you got to enjoy yourself a little bit last night and just release the pressure valve?
Yeah, I think everyone probably deserved it, from the players to the Port Adelaide staff. They put in a huge amount of work. KT and his boys have been doing this for a couple of years, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, so they deserve to relax and enjoy themselves, and it's fantastic for the club.
Sitting in the top four, third of the way through the season, does it make you reevaluate what this team's capable of doing this year?
I wouldn't say reevaluate. We know we've got a lot of potential, but at the same time, if you look at the results this year, it's a competition where anyone can win on any particular day, so you know you've got to turn up and play a good, strong four-quarter performance and be on your game every single week, otherwise you'll get burnt.
How much more upside do you think there is in the group?
I think we'll take away some positives from the game. At the same time, there's still stuff we can improve on. That's the same as every week. You know, you do some good things and there's always stuff to work on.
Is there a reason why the consistency has developed this year?
I suppose yesterday for us, it was just the importance of the game. There was, the boys could really feel like the magnitude for the club, and it was important for us to go out there and represent the club and everything that the staff had done for us, and put on a show that was worth watching.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you very much.
Get off the cord, Pete.